Behind the Roar, the official podcast of West Tigers.
Well, hello and welcome to a special edition of Behind the Roar, the official podcast of the West Tigers, where we give it to you straight and where we kick speculation into touch. Behind the Roar is also a place where we get to learn more about the people and the stories behind this great club as we enter our 25th season in the NRL. I thought it timely that we spoke to our chief executive, Shane Richardson, who joined us not so long ago, just to see how the business is tracking, how the team is tracking as well, and talk about some of the changes that have been made in recent months. Richo, thanks for joining us here on Behind the Roar.
Yeah, it's great to be here, and it's a great pleasure to be part of the West Tigers family.
So if you've got your feet well and truly under the desk, you've been here for a couple of months now, and there has been a lot of change on the field and off the field. We'll talk about some of that and some of the changes, Shane, that you are planning. Very soon some changes will be made. But how are you enjoying it? How have you settled in?
Yeah, mate, I'm really enjoying it. It's a great club. It's got enormous opportunities in front of it. There's so many areas that we can improve on because we've got we've got a magnificent training facility, really good young coach, quality squad, great juniors, financial backing. There's not too many things that if you can't make this a success. The challenge we've got is just making sure we get ourselves off the bottom of the table, on and off the field.
Mm. When you first arrived, and I know you were here before most of the staff came back from their summer holidays or Christmas holidays, so you were going through the books and everything, the whole business with, a fine-tooth comb. Mm. And you've been around the game for a long time. You've been at a number of clubs and success has followed you. Good track record, and I'm not sucking up to you. I don't need to do that. You've got the runs on the board. How, from your initial findings, what sort of shape is this club in?
Well, I think the football's in better shape than some of the media and people externally are giving it. Benji's done a good job. We had to clean up a few things within our structures. Allow Benji to focus on winning football games on Sunday. And Benji and I have already got a good relationship. It's very important. A strong, trusting relationship happens between the head coach and the CEO. I think we've started that journey, and I think that I like what he's doing with the football team. I like the style of football we're playing, which is probably a lot different to what they thought Benji would play, but I think it's the right way to play. And on top of that, I just think the squad itself, it handled itself well in New Zealand. They're keen to make the club successful. They're sick of being on the bottom of the ladder, and as we all are as a club. So I think the football's better than I thought it was. Commercially, I think that's our biggest challenge, to be totally honest. Off the field, we need to focus in on becoming a really modern sports club in the Sydney market. And whereas I think the people have been working really hard, so I, haven't changed anybody in the people on the operations side, but I do think we need to be a lot smarter. I think we need to do things in a better way, in a more efficient way. And I think we've got to be really, really honest with our sponsors, our members, and everybody in general. And because that's the only way you can improve, is that you have a baseline, be honest about it, and move forward. The second thing I just want to make a point to is that everybody out there who's genuinely a supporter of West Tigers, you will hear things from us first. If you hear things from the papers and they write what they want to write, and I've been dealing with it for 30 years, so I know all about the journals. I get on with most of them really well. But at the end of the day, they don't know what's going on inside, and they're not going to. Mm. We're not going to be like we were before, where everybody knew what's going on before the members did. As we did with Luau, they were told before the announcement was made. People were going on about Luau being signed for weeks and weeks before, and it wasn't true. We dealt with that behind the scenes, Benji and I, got the deal done, and then it was announced, and the members got it first. Don't listen to people who want to sway us off the track of what we're trying to do. Mm. Listen to the club, because I'll give you this commitment right here and now. We will be honest with you.
Mm. It's an important point you make, and on the media matter at the club, and we want to be sending the right messages. We want to be sending the correct messages, right? So when fans, supporters, and members are reading this and that in the papers, a lot of it is way off the mark.
So and that's good, because that means that in the past it wasn't way off the mark. In the past, they knew it was going on before it even happened, and I'm glad they're way off the mark, because at the end of the day, it means we're doing their job internally. Mm. We're controlling things within the club to make sure we act and do things on the journey we're going on. Without actually exposing it or talking about it to everybody before it happens.
As I said, a lot has changed in recent months, and it all happened rather swiftly. A new board is in place at the moment. You came in and joined us. Now you're running the show here. You did make some changes early on, some staffing changes, and there'll be more changes down the track, I imagine, on a strategy front. So we might touch on a few of those things. But you weren't afraid, Shane, to make those changes very early from when you started.
Yeah, look. Which
can't be easy.
No, it's not easy, but when you're on the bottom of the table, you can't hang around, and we're not in the rebuilding phase. You might say, well, it's strange when you're at the bottom of the ladder, but, we've got probably 80% of the squad that we think we'll have going forward. Got some great young kids there, good young coach. He needs support, but he'll get it. But overall, I think that you had to make – I always say in clubs – you go a lot better on just as well on rump steak as you do on fillet. And we were carrying a fair bit of fillet. And so we just carried it back, cut it back to the core of what a football club needs to do things and allow the coach to be really close with his team and focus in on what he's got to do. That's winning on Sunday. If you don't win on Sunday, you're always under pressure. And so are CEOs.
The board, I like that analogy, by the way. Mm. The board then, as it is now, I mean, how do you think working with this board will be different to the previous board? Well, talking about the makeup of
Yeah, well, at the moment there's four people on the board, and one nominated by West Magpies, one nominated by Balmain, one nominated by the HBG group, and the independent chairman and Barry. Over the next 90 days, we're working towards getting three more independents on the board. People are going to be able to assist us to grow the club. It's not about wearing a blazer or anything like that. It's about actually what are you going to be able to do as a board member to grow the club to the levels we need to do in a modern sports organisation. So we're going to have four people independent on the board, which is a big and true corporate governance. I mean, what the board's been allowed me to do, obviously they create the situation in the club as far as, their purpose and what we need to do. But my job's to carry it out. And they've given me a really good rein to be able to carry what we need to do quickly. Because one of the problems we have is that, we've got a lot of people with good ideas here, but I think in many ways they've been stifled. We want to open our minds up to what we need to do going forward to make this club the number one sports club in Sydney. And that's our goal. There's nothing short of that is going to be, are we going to be in 12 months? Probably not. My track record says that we can create a club that our members and fans and stakeholders can be really proud of, and we can do it quickly. But you only do it quickly when you act quickly, and that's what we're doing at the moment.
Yeah, the playing roster, the top 30 squad and dev players, I mean, that's all in place now. I guess it can take years to get the squad in the shape that you want it. So that might change down the track, we're happy with where we're at?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to take years. First of all, we've got to make this really clear to everybody out there. We are not a recruitment club. We are a development club. Now, we've got over 9,000 juniors in the club, 9,000. And yet in our top 17, we wouldn't have had one junior. It's wrong. Clubs win premierships when they bring their juniors through. We've got 9,000. South only had three and we had seven or eight in the grand final. Penrith had eight or nine. My point about it is that you do that when you create a pathway for those development kids and don't buy kids into mats and ball. Use your own kids, develop them into flag and develop them from flag into second grade. So that's really important. It doesn't mean we won't recruit for the higher grades. Of course we will. We need to fill in gaps. But and it's not a matter of waiting a long time to do it. I mean, in my opinion, we've got the best young half in the game coming to the club next year. In my opinion, next year we'll have the best spine in the whole competition. That's my opinion. We've got tough forwards. They'll take the ball forward for us. Good back rowers. Probably need to make sure we get better players and outside backs. Got a champion fullback. There's no reason why we can't be competitive this year, and we will supplement that with not lots of players, but some players to make a difference. Couple that with bringing through the young players we've got and allowing them time to develop. That's how you build champion clubs. Mm. That's all the champions clubs do that, and that's what we've got to do. So it's not a long-term plan. Mm. It's, we've inherited what we've got for this year, and I'm not unhappy with it. Mm. And we're certain the coach, but next year, there's no excuses.
There is a lot to work with, and I guess there is a lot to feel optimistic about, but you can understand West Tigers supporters some might be saying, oh, yeah, we've heard all this before. We haven't made the
finals. Sounds like South supporters when I talk it over, and Penrith supporters too. See, the thing about it is, you know, I'm a fan. I played football under sevens in Cunnamulla all the way through the senior football, coached juniors, coached seniors, you know, administered amateur clubs, junior clubs, and 30 years in the NRL. So I know, understand clearly how fans feel because I'm a mad fan. I always will be a mad fan. I can still sing my old club's song to this day, which you wouldn't know. Yeah, we're from Tigerland, a fighting fury. We're from Tigerland, and any weather you'll see us with the anyway. That's Eastern Brisbane. But the point I make about it is that I understand the way they feel. Fans want to get members. More importantly, we need to keep talking about members, not just fans. Members that they just want hope. They want to know that they understand you can't win the premiership after filling his wooden spoon, but they would hope that every game they go to, we're going to put our body on the line as a club and we're going to try and win every game we play in. And that's all you can promise. Now, people will say to me all the time, well, you know, where do you think you finish? Well, do I look like a guy who's going to run on there and tell you where they're going to finish? At the end of the day, though, it's up to the players and the coach to decide where we're going to finish. But what you don't want to do is set limits on what you know. Oh, we want 13th makes it successful. Top eight makes it successful. Mm. The reality is, though, unless you're a top four club, it's nearly impossible not to win the premiership. Mm. So the guide is we work our way towards becoming a top four club.
Mm. We've got a lot to work with, right? So you've touched on pathways, and there'll be some, I guess, restructuring on the way we recruit, which you've just pointed to there. We won't be paying for our junior rep players to come in, and that's good news for any local juniors aspiring in our catchment area. We've got 9,000 juniors, as I touched on. We've got an amazing training facility here, really good people in the business. Finances are healthy. So you got
finances aren't healthy in the sense that, you know, we're losing money when you should be making a profit when you're given the amount of money the NRL gives us for television rights. But that gets down to what I was talking before about you know, rump steak and fillet steak. I mean, we can run a very successful business and be profitable. I don't want to be in a position to be relying. If you sit there relying on a leagues club, and this is why South was so successful, they never had a leagues club. Mm. So we had to run a business that was successful from the word go, membership, sponsorship, et cetera. If you sit there thinking that somebody's going to write a check out for you at the end of the year, you don't have to do the job properly. Mm. That's not a sports organiser. That's not the sort of sports organisation I want. I want us to be in a position to have, you know, 4 or 5 million in the bank and growing forward. South have got something like 15 million in the bank at the moment with no debt. I want us to have no debt. I don't want any reliance on us, because once you rely on that, you don't run the business the way it should do. And what you do is create an environment where people get slack. Now, we can't be that slack environment. We've got to be the rump steak. We've got to be in there lean and mean, doing the job properly and winning every week like the football team. So, you know, we've got all of that around us, and it's nice to have that pillar there, because we'd be losing a bit of money this year if we didn't. But at the end of the day, I think that you've got to focus in on this being a standalone sports business.
So how do we get there? And I know you're working on a roadmap, a new strategy document, which we will make visible to our members.
Yeah, we presented the board on the 13th of March. The board will, if and when they sign off on that, then we'll take it from there, and we'll present it to our stakeholders. And members are our stakeholders. Mm. It'll go on the website. It'll be clear and concise, telling what we're going to do and where we're going and how we're doing it. Yep. It's a proper strategic plan we're working really hard on, including the finances of it. Yep. So it's not something that's going way down the track and, you know, building towards. We'll have it out there. The members and everybody else will know about it by the end of March.
A key part of that strategy, Doc, and I'm not giving too much away here. As you say, we will be very transparent about what we are doing, but there will be a strong push to the southwest.
Yeah, well, obviously, I mean, it's the largest growth area in Australia, the southwest. I mean, any club that has that region in its area, which is what we've got, and doesn't maximise and capitalise on it, we're kidding ourselves. Now, we're going to be, you know, opening offices out there and doing a whole range of different things with the clubs and the groups out there, and hopefully the council will get behind us, because we need them to support what we're doing if we're going to make the push worthwhile. It doesn't mean we're going to ignore the inner city or Leichhardt, but really from a growth potential point of view, the southwest is a magnificent area to be able to draw on, and we're And part of the strategic plan will be to capitalise on that. But there are a lot of other things in the plan that we need to look at as well. Is that, you know, what we've got to do is prepare every part of our business for success. Now, people say to me all the time, oh, well, when you get success, then you'll get the business. That doesn't work that way. You've got to put things in place so that when success comes, you've got things to light the fire. And at the moment, it'll be a very wet match. And what we've got to do is set things up within the club so that when we get success, the fire gets lit. And I think that's where it's crucial. So you've got to break down the different areas that we need to make, whether it be corporate, membership, community, a whole range of different things. But we need to combine them together with one focal point, and that is towards making us the number one sporting club in Sydney.
Mm-hmm. A key component of that strategy will be a restructuring of the community program, and that's exciting when we do announce that. Yep. Really exciting. Another area of change that you have touched on and we will be making in the coming weeks, if not now, is around membership, how it's structured, but more to the point of how we've been reporting and how our membership number has been interpreted. Last year, the year before, we hit 20,000 members, but a lot of those members have been free because they've been junior rugby league players. You want to set a clean slate and just report the members who have put their hand in their pocket, which stands at 7,197.
Yeah, with a target of 10. See, it's a bit like having a recovering alcoholic. You can't get over it until you actually admit you've got a problem. Now, we've got a problem. We're the lowest membership club, genuinely lowest paying membership club in the Sydney area. Let's be honest, we are. Now, there's a whole lot of reasons that what might be and may not be, but we've been declaring 9,000 junior members who don't pay at all. Mm. So that's not income to the club. We've been declaring them to make 20,000. We haven't got 20,000 members. Let's be honest about what we got, because we need you to become a member of this club in whatever capacity it is. You need to become, and membership has got nothing to do with just buying a ticket to the game, a season ticket to the game. It's about the family that you want to be involved with, the family of West Tigers, from the players through the coaching staff, the administration, stakeholders, but most importantly, the members. Now, if we can grow that membership for every 5,000 on with the average our member pays overall, for every 5,000 people, we get another $750,000 worth of dollars in. At the end of the day, it's about the dollars coming in and people paying to become a member and feeling that they're part of the West Tigers family. And that's what we are, we're a family. Now, at the moment, we've only got 7,000 people today paying for that right. We want to get 10,000 by the end of the season, which would be good. But to sit there and say we've got 20,000 members when 9,000 of them are just kids, and I love the kids and their junior membership and they pay their clubs, and fine, but let's be real about what membership we've got. If you're a sponsor or otherwise, we need to grow that membership to a level which we can actually then utilise to grow our merchandise, to grow our corporate side, to grow everything. So let's be real about we're shooting for 10,000. We need people out there to put their money in now to help us to get that 10,000.
Well, there you go. Let's call it target 10K. Can we get there? If you haven't shown your stripes, get on board. Let's get to 10,000 before the end of the season.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Yeah, it is. And if you're a member, you'll have the inner experience of being on the inner sanctum. Because I treat, if somebody comes up to me and says, ask me about, what about the team? And I'll say, the first thing I'm going to say to you, and I mean it, and I did it at South, we've got 32,000 members and $4.8 million in income. I will say to you, are you a member? What's your membership number? And if they can't tell me the membership number, I don't want to talk to you. So if you're a member, you've got every right to ask me any question you want, any time you want, because you're paying to be a part of our family. You want to be a mad fan and talk about over here and get on podcasts and doing all this, big deal. I don't care. I'm not going to talk to you about it, because at the end of the day, the people I talk to are the stakeholders, that is the members, the board, not just Tom, Dick and Harry out in the marketplace. So it's really important to understand that's what it's about.
Well, I am a member, and yeah, so good to talk to you, Richo.
So are my kids, although they're not. I've changed a few clubs. I've got seven kids. I've got seven kids, so I've changed a few clubs over the time. But it cost me a fortune in jerseys every time I change. But I've had 30 years in the game now, running at the top level, and I've taken over every club when they're on the bottom of the ladder. I've never taken over one on top, including Wooden Spoons at South and Wooden Spoons at West Tigers and Wooden Spoons at Penrith. And, you know, we've been able to win premierships from there. Sometimes it's a longer journey, sometimes it's a shorter journey, but it's a journey for all the family to go on.
There you go. Target 10K, right? We're launching that right here, right 10, now. 000. What are some of the biggest opportunities for this club, Richard?
I think some of the biggest opportunities is that, you know, we just need to define our brand and focus on the fact that we're West Tigers. You know, we've got 25 years this year of tradition of and 25 years of players who've played for West Tigers. We've got to focus in on that. Secondly, our brand in the marketplace is not a tarnished one. You know, we're not like Manly or the Roosters who want everybody to hate them. We're actually one of those popular brands like South in a lot of ways and people do want to jump on board and they want us to be successful. And the third thing is the opportunity that we've got with our juniors and the spread commercially to the Southwest. No other club has that opportunity in the game, including Brisbane, everywhere else, because at the end of the day, it's a captured audience and we need to work in with the stakeholders out there, whether it be the leagues club, the council, state government, whatever it is, to capitalise on the growth of that area and the growth of the West Tigers without ignoring our inner city dwellings.
No, absolutely. Well, you know, a push to the Southwest all starts at the inner West, right? Yeah, so there might be some changes there for the better. At the season launch on Wednesday, a wonderful night it was. We launched the Heritage jersey.
Yep.
Okay. Really, really good looking yep. strip. But more to the point, we also touched on the launch of West Tigers alumni.
Yep.
Which again, I think is a really important yep. thing, as you do.
Yes, I do. I think it's incredibly important that we celebrate the 25 years of players, the 276 or whatever it is players that have played for us so far, and that we try to bring them in because they are the family, bring them into the family and make sure we need them to be standing on their own 2 feet with Chris and Patty and John Skandalis, and they want to do that. We're not there to be the alumni. They're the alumni. We're there to support them and try and help them grow their membership and grow their opportunities to a stage where they can assist each other and in all sorts of different ways. But it's very, very important that we give these people, this group of players, the recognition they need, and the female players we've got coming through too, the recognition they deserve, but more importantly, that we get behind that it's the West Tigers alumni. Crucial. Right.
Absolutely crucial. A lot of those players, former old boys, will be coming along to watch our boys train. I think it's the 8th of March, so it's ahead of our first game in the competition. So that'll be a nice day to see them all here at the Zurich Centre.
Yeah, it is, and we want them all to come out for it. I mean, last time they had a group get together, I think it was 3 of them there, so we should improve on that. But look, you start with 10, it was the same with the Raging Rabbits at South. We started with a group and it was 5 and 10, Sean Garlick and Shannon Donato got it going, and now it's got hundreds of members and hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank because of the functions they've run to raise to help ex-players, et cetera, et cetera. My point about it is, though, we should be getting behind these guys because they really are the fabric and the culture of what West Tigers is, and they include a premiership because our motto and slogan and everything we do going forward is that.
Number two.
Show
your stripes. As we head for number two.
Number two.
A lot of DNA in the coaching squad, obviously Benji and Robbie and Hino and Bomber Morris as well. On Benji, Richo, he appears to have taken to this coaching caper like a duck to water.
Yeah, I think one of the things I've had a lot to do with a lot of coaches over the years, and Benji's highly intelligent. He's still got to go through the grind of losing matches, pressures, et cetera, et cetera. But he comes into it with a background of having to handle that anyway, as a face of clubs and franchises and New Zealand Rugby League, et cetera, et cetera. So he's got that in his background there and his DNA. But he's got a really good understanding of the game through some quality mentors like Wayne Bennett. And who I think he still makes contact with. So he's willing to learn all the time, but he understands what it takes to win. And he's got a great understanding of the simplicity of what's required in the game to be successful. And he's been a revelation to me so far. And most importantly, you know, he don't want to run the membership. He don't want to run the community. All he wants to do is be the first great, the coach. And no player will ever come to this club unless Benji says he agrees with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the signs in New Zealand in Christchurch, really encouraging, I thought. We had 28 players get through that match. Obviously, we've got Mudgee this weekend against the Dragons. Looking forward again, our first game in the 24 season is round two in Canberra on Saturday the 16th of March. Fast forward 7 days, our very first home game at Leichhardt against the Sharks on the 23rd. So a lot to look forward to there. Richo, thanks for joining us.
Yep.
Great chat there. Transparent up front, and I know that's the way that you're going to play the game.
Yep. It's how you last for 30 years in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to have you on board. Well, that's it. So I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Behind the Roar, the official podcast of West Tigers. Exciting times ahead. A lot of work to be done, and you're crucial to that. So show your stripes. We'll see you next time on Behind the Roar.
10,000.
Target 10K.
Behind the Roar, the official podcast of West Tigers.